WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station property owners could be deciding two bond issues next year. The College Station School Board Tuesday night authorized administrators to form another community planning committee, which would work next spring. Before the board makes a final decision next August, there was agreement to meet with the city council. That's after board member Carol Barrett heard the council was going to postpone next year's city bond election.
That they're going to try to work the project that they want to work with the city by selling some property. And I mean, they were very specific about some of the things, and I'd like that to be confirmed, obviously.
A city spokesman says the council is still scheduled at Thursday night's meeting to appoint an advisory committee to make recommendations for a bond vote next year. A school board majority wanted to ask voters sooner than later to address overcrowding by building a third intermediate, a third middle, and a 10th elementary school. Monday at midnight was the deadline to submit applications for Reveille 9.
Interim Vice President of Student Affairs Tom Reber says the search is more about quality than quantity. He says one of the requirements is that the dog is at least a year old.
We don't expect to get hundreds of dogs, because you're right, when you have a dog that's a year old, you're talking about a family's pet. Or you're talking about a family show dog. So it makes it difficult to get the numbers, but we also know we're going to get really good quality when we do.
Reber says the 12-person search committee is made up of veterinarians, staff, faculty, and students from various organizations. He says the goal is to have Reveille 9 selected and trained in time for the Corps' final review in the spring semester. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Perry may have his name on an historic building at his alma mater. Thursday, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents holds a special meeting to consider renaming the 100-year-old academic building the Governor Rick Perry 72 Building.
Perry graduated with System Chancellor John Sharp in 1972. Two regents, Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan and John White of Houston, graduated 2 years ahead of Perry and Sharp. And a third, Cliff Thomas of Victoria, graduated in 1973. 2 hours after the Regents' meeting, Perry is scheduled to deliver one of his last speeches as governor at what will be A&M's last December graduation convocation program. The academic building was chosen following consultation with Interim President Mark Hussey and the University Committee. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos County Health Department continues celebrating its 75th anniversary by providing 75 free flu shots. Spokeswoman Jessica Paul says the shots are on a first-come, first-served basis and are available Thursday from 4:30 until 5:45.
This acts kind of as an exercise for us. So if somebody had, if we had to, you know, do an emergency flu drive or shots for like a pandemic or something, then we want to be able to get it in that time frame and getting a lot of people out and in to get their, you know, shots or immunizations if they need to.
Paul says anyone 6 months or older can receive a vaccine. They will be set up at the Brazos Valley African American Museum near downtown Bryan. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my sleep number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your sleep number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue in College Station.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normandgtractor.com, voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
Increasing and thickening clouds today. High temperatures 50 to 55. By late afternoon, we could see a stray shower. There's the chance of a shower tonight, otherwise cloudy with lows near 50. Cloudy tomorrow, there is the potential for a passing shower, highs near 60. A better chance of showers tomorrow night. There could even be a thunderstorm. Lows will be near 55. Showers and any thunderstorms will taper off Friday. It'll remain cloudy. Highs will be near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. We'll fight Texas Aggie basketball gearing up for a big game against Kansas State on Saturday. The ladies are heading to Little Rock, Arkansas, and then number 4 matchup against number 3 with Texas and Texas A&M. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
God, that's not a big game at all, is it?
No. And that's that big SEC. That's the manufactured rivalry, Big 12 SEC challenge thing.
Man, imagine the radio station that's got the broadcast of that. Wow, that'll be
pretty cool. That would be our sister station.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah. In Germany, a lack of communication between mechanic and trucker led to a huge problem for the mechanic. See, the truck driver thought the mechanic was done working on his rig.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when he looked around and didn't see anyone inside the garage. He didn't see anyone inside the garage because the mechanic was busy working under the truck. In an effort to avoid being run over, the mechanic grabbed the bottom of the truck and held on. Driver finally stopped 10 miles down the road.
Whoa!
Oh, you know?
That's a bad day.
That is not a way to start. Yeah, that's it. And, you know, and I'm guessing it wasn't a big enough truck that he could roll out from under it. But, who knows? Just saying. And where do you hold on underneath there? You know, that crankshaft thing won't work.
No, that thing spins.
Yeah, got to be careful about it. Got to be careful of the tires.
Engine mount, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, I guess. But, I mean, and then you got to do, like, wrap your legs around something, I'm thinking, because you don't want your heels dragging on the ground. That wouldn't work.
He wasn't on one of those little roller scooters?
Yeah,
that slide underneath.
Kid, a little dolly thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That would be a bumpy ride, I believe.
That sounds like something literally you would see in a movie.
Yeah.
I have.
Oh, okay. And was it CGI?
I think it was Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they did it in Ben-Hur. I know that. Uh-huh, but, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, he must have used a whip then.
Yeah. Yeah.
My hat.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Let's do it. Oh, I thought you meant the whip in Ben-Hur. I'm going, no, I don't think they used it.
No, Indiana Jones always had a whip.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I remember.
Much more funny that way.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Boy, I hope so.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Because, you know, if you're going to get up this early,
oh, yeah.
You may as well. Yeah.
Yeah, we get the crying out of the way before the show starts.
Coffee hits.
Like saving money, we like saving you money. Let's get together for an amazing year-end sale on every new Chevrolet at Tom Light Chevrolet. Why wait until after Christmas? At Tom Light, we're offering our best today like we do all year. Save thousands on our best-selling Silverado crew cab. Unwrap the season's low payment on a new Chevy Cruiser Malibu. Many qualify for zero down and no payments until after the new year. So you can treat yourself to a new car for Christmas, and we'll include 2 years scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. If you're caught up in the holiday rush, save time and money by shopping with us online at tomlight.com. Once you see our year-end specials, you won't want to shop anywhere else. No waiting, big year-end discounts, and choose from the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley. Now you can drive home for the holidays in a new Tom Light Chevrolet. Don't miss the year-end event at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, Chevrolet, find new roads.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 17th of December, Hanukkah. The Festival of Lights began last night at sundown. It's Wright Brothers Day. This is the day I think they flew successfully. Maple Syrup Day. And the ancient
maple serple.
Serple, yeah, the ancient holiday of Saturnalia.
Oh, yes.
Traditionally celebrated on this day.
Who could forget?
Yeah, that's the god of agriculture. And so there you go. We got birthdays.
Emma Bell from Walking Dead, 28. Laura Holden, 45. Walking Dead also.
Well, there you are.
And she was in Dumb and Dumber 2. That would be T-O, not T-O-O.
Uh-huh.
Is 45. Shannon Woodward, 30 years old. She is in Raising Hope. Manny Pacquiao, one of the most amazing Filipino boxers ever, 36 years old. Mila Jovovich.
And how big a group would that be?
Filipinos?
Yeah,
quite a big group.
Oh, okay.
Between that and Muay Thai kickboxing.
Sure.
That's okay. Kind of a big deal.
All right.
There, he's 36. Mila Jovovich is 39. Sarah Paulson is 40 from American Horror Stories and Freak Show. Giovanni Ribisi was in Avatar. I know your favorite movie, Scott.
I'm all over it.
That's right over there with my little dinghy.
Uh-huh.
He's 40 today. Chuck Liddell from the UFC and commercials now is 45. Tracy Byrd from Beaumont, Texas is 48 years old today. Mike Mills, the bass player for REM, 56. Peter Farley, one of the Farley brothers, 58 years old. Very odd man. Bill Pullman, 61, the president from Independence Day. Most would recognize him from Lone Star and Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah, lots of stuff.
Eugene Levy, 68, who's incredibly funny.
Yes, he is.
And Ernie Hudson, which was the African-American guy in Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
He's done several other things, but most everybody would know him from that.
Okay.
He's 69 today.
Okay. And Barry Livingston, who was Ernie on My Three Sons, is 61. The Popester.
Well, I can't believe the Pope wasn't.
Yeah, the
Pope. The Pope. I missed the Pope.
Yeah, you got. Shut up. You got Ernie Hudson. You got Ernie Hudson, but you don't have the Pope. And
I'm pretty sure that does not get me points for after.
Well, it doesn't. Well, just do what you have to do.
Go ahead.
And also Chris Matthews with the thrill up his leg and everything.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, yeah. He shares a birthday with the listener of the program and my mother.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday, Mom.
Now, wait,
Happy
Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Mom was supposed to get top billing.
I didn't know or I would have.
Yeah, I understand. No, that's
just saying, Mom.
Yeah, there you are.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so in the wake of the Senate's report on CIA-enhanced interrogation, former Vice President Dick Cheney is warning that the terrorist threat out there today is as bad as it was on 9/11. And then following the hostage situation in Sydney, Australia, a former acting CIA director, Mike Morrell, says that the U.S. will see an attack on our homeland sometime over the next year or so, guaranteed. And a brand new study by U.S. military finds that the U.S. does not have a credible strategy to combat enemies like Islamic extremist groups and needs to rethink its entire national security decision-making process. So does the U.S. have what it takes to defend the homeland and implement a winning strategy in our global efforts to combat terrorism? So the first step is recognizing the true threats we face. President Obama, are you listening?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And now, a Golf Miss Carol brought to you by Golfsmith.
On the 12th day of golf, miss my Golfsmith gave to me 12 Pro V1s, 11 Under Armours, 10 Golf Tech Lessons, 9 Nike Pants, 8 Bertha Iron, 7 Golfsmith Gift Card, 6 Garmin Watches, 5 Iron 2.
Come celebrate Golf Miss, happening right now only at Golfsmith.
These 2 Cleveland Wedges and a tap-in birdie on a par 3.
Golfsmith, anything for golf.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation. And they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Assessing the threat. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. National security officials say they doubt there's a credible threat against Sony Pictures and theaters that show a new comedy about an assassination plot against the leader of North Korea. But Sony has told theater operators it will not object if they choose not to show the interview after hackers threatened violence. The Carmike chain says its theaters will not show the film. Police departments say they will take extra precautions to protect theaters that do show it. T-Mobile has a new feature called Data Stash that allows its wireless customers to roll over unused data from month to month. T-Mobile hopes to lure subscribers away from AT&T and Verizon. The two carriers have been moving to charge more as data use goes up. Shares of Darden Restaurants moved higher in after-hours trading yesterday. The parent of Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse posted better than expected quarterly results. Stock market futures are a little higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at ondeck.com or call us at 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819. 800-293-6819.
If one of your plans for the new year is to kind of control your energy costs, if you weren't happy with what those numbers look like this year, then remember that the folks at Intercon can partner with you when it comes to that. Now, we were fortunate, didn't hit 100 over the summer, and that was nice because the summer is usually more brutal than the winters. But energy efficiency is important all the time, and it's going to be even more so in the future. So an investment in windows that are energy efficient, something that really can make a difference for years and years to come. The great thing about Intercon is they're a local company who doesn't use high-pressure tactics. And I say that because there are people in the window business who do. Intercon's not them. Intercon is a local company formed by a dad and a son, and they still own it, of course. And the folks who work on your windows are local people as well. So what you do is you give Intercon a call at 823-3639. They'll come out, assess your situation, let you know what needs to be done. If you need to replace the windows, then they'll give you an estimate for that, repair them. They'll do an estimate with that. But most importantly, no matter what it is, they will not put any high pressure on you. That's just not the way that Intercon does business. Remember, if you're a BTU customer, there's also some inducements from those folks that'll help you with your windows. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. If you made it through Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Green Tuesday and now a shopping day Thanksgiving Thursday without buying anything, your big shopping day is coming up on Panic Saturday. That's what they call it. According to a new survey, 18% of people haven't bought anything. I would be one of them. No Christmas presents at all and won't start until this Saturday, which, believe it or not, is the last Saturday before Christmas. Men are more likely to have procrastinated until this Saturday than women are, 22 to 16%. Overall, about 56% of people still aren't totally done with shopping yet. The main reason people haven't gone to buy their gifts? because they don't know what they're going to get somebody. Number two is they got a gift or found out they're getting a gift from someone they didn't expect and hadn't bought them anything yet. So procrastinators unite, you are not alone. And you can start the panic process this Saturday at Gun Corps. Whether it be a shooting enthusiast, a hunter, somebody that collects knives, they've got it all there at Gun Corps. Plus some silly stuff too. They've got really cool tactical Christmas stockings. They look kind of like the SWAT vests. And don't forget the Gun Corps guarantee. If you buy it there, they're going to take care of it no matter what. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Or you can visit them in their brand new location on Texas Avenue in College Station, across from the Kettle Restaurant, right next to Prospectors. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Good morning. It's 627, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About a 30% chance of showers today. Probably won't make 60. There could be drizzle and stuff. And if any of that happens, it's going to be afternoon, by the way. Winds will be out of the east at about 5 to 10. Tonight, we up into a 50-50 chance of showers, and temps really don't change much. Be down about 55 or so. Then tomorrow, 66 is our high, and there's a 30% chance of rain. Then the numbers change significantly. It's Thursday night. We're looking at a low of 55 and an 80% chance of showers. And then on Friday, an 80% chance of thunderstorms as well. And our high temperature will be about 59 degrees. Winds out of the north, so it's not going to be necessarily very pleasant for all those folks coming in for graduation and such. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 8. 71% is our relative humidity. We have overcast skies and looking at 45 degrees.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion on sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Step up to a 2015 Ranger XP900 and get a free 2-year extended service contract. Or grab an all-new 50-inch Razor 900 or 60-inch Razor S900 at Polaris Fun Center. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Being good at creating new friendships and relationships takes certain communication skills you may not be aware of. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called The Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. Developing friendships or relationships takes certain important skills.
For example, listening. Listening is the most creative aspect of relationships. It's what really makes relationships strong.
Steve Chandler, author of the book 50 Ways to Create Great Relationships.
If you ask someone, who do you really value in your life, they're not going to say, well, it's so-and-so because he talks all the time, or it's Mary because she can't stop talking. It's always the person who listens well that we value the highest, although most people don't make that conscious. If we can make it conscious, then we ourselves can become good listeners and increase the strength of our relationships.
Particularly in the beginning stages of a new relationship or a new friendship, people don't know exactly what to say, and it can cause those awkward, silent moments.
And it's too bad. It's not necessary at all, because the best thing to bring into a new conversation is curiosity. And so if I were a journalist or someone who is practiced at asking questions, then I would never have a problem in a new relationship because I would just bring some fresh curiosity to the relationship. And people love to talk about themselves. So all I need to do is keep someone talking about themselves, and they will have loved their first conversation with me.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Overcrowding sooner rather than later has led the College Station School Board to look at asking voters next November at a $135 to $150 million bond issue. That would build a third middle and intermediate school, where board members Michael Wesson and Michael Schaefer responded to enrollment projections that indicate not enough classrooms, lunchrooms, gyms, and bathrooms.
I understand we can always pull strings and add temporary buildings, but I don't think that's what anybody in College Station expects their kids to have to go through at our schools, nor do I.
So. I'm a firm believer in the facilities on the quality of the education. I think when you start cramming that many people in there, I think it reduces the quality of education.
The bond issue would also include a 10th elementary school. A board majority directed administrators to form another community planning committee and contact city officials about a joint meeting with the city council. Thursday night's council meeting agenda includes appointing an advisory committee to make recommendations for a city bond issue next year. Thursday's College Station City Council meeting was also supposed to include the first changes in more than 20 years to the city's regulations on drilling oil and gas wells. That's been postponed until early next year, according to a blog on the city website, because staff wants more time working with energy companies and other stakeholders. Brazos County is at the northern edge of the Eagle Ford Shale, where 250 rigs are pumping and pulling out oil and gas. Omar Garcia with the South Texas Energy and Economic Roundtable says with oil prices hovering around $60 a barrel, some rigs are still profitable at 40.
The oil and gas industry has spent billions of dollars in South Texas. This is not something that we're just going to walk away from. I think if anything, what oil prices are going to do next year is put a hold on new investment or new projects.
Lower oil prices hasn't stopped the creation of job openings. Workforce Solutions reports thousands of positions are available. A 12-person committee can start sorting through applications for the first new First Lady of Texas A&M.
Interim Vice President of Student Affairs Tom Reber says although there were specific requirements for Reveille 9, some interesting applicants still came in before the deadline on Monday.
The first two applicants we received were male dogs.
And that's probably a no-go, huh?
That's a no-go. And that was interesting because they said the male dog has a broader chest and is prettier, and they have so much hair you'll never know it was a male dog. And I said, Reveille is known as the First Lady of A&M, and it has to be a lady.
Reber says they are also looking for a dog who is at least a year old. The committee made up of faculty, students, and veterinarians is hoping to select a dog and have her ready to replace Rev 8 by final review in the spring. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
2 hours before Governor Perry speaks at his alma mater later this week, he may have a building named after him. Texas A&M's 100-year-old academic building may become the Governor Rick Perry 72 building. A&M's Board of Regents will consider the name change Thursday afternoon, shortly before the governor delivers a convocation program address to December graduates.
Interim President Mark Hussey released a statement that he was asked to provide input regarding a possible naming opportunity to honor Perry for his support of A&M and service to the entire state. Dr. Hussey sent that information, which was not released to the public, to Regents Chairman Phil Adams O'Brien. Adams is a 1970 graduate of A&M, 2 years ahead of Perry, and System Chancellor John Sharp. A second Regent John White of Houston graduated with Adams, while a third, Cliff Thomas of Victoria, graduated the year after Perry and Sharp. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you've not gotten your flu shot this season, you're in luck. The Brazos County Health Department is providing 75 free flu shots Thursday as part of their 75th anniversary. Spokeswoman Jessica Paul says flu numbers are rising as of last week.
We just try to remind people, obviously, get your shot to protect not yourself but others around you that are, you know, immune depressed and just, you know, can't fight back like normal people.
Paul says this includes babies and the elderly. The health department will be set up at the Brazos Valley African American Museum in Bryan Thursday from 4:30 until 5:45. Patients must be at least 6 months old, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. A Washington County man is accused of using a fork to stab a woman in the eye and blind her during what was supposed to be a Thanksgiving celebration. 42-year-old Steve Gant of Burton was also arrested on a similar charge involving the same victim from a separate incident earlier this year. The U.S. attorney in Dallas has been confirmed by the Senate to be the next leader of the Federal Immigration Agency. Among those voting against Sarah Saldana due to the president's recent executive orders was Senator John Cornyn.
Cornyn took to the Senate floor to say it's mind-boggling that President Obama has usurped Congress's role in issuing work permits to illegal immigrants.
Well,
This is the situation into which the president has put a good and decent person like Sarah Saldana.
Experts say it is the first of what will likely be several showdowns over President Obama's deportation amnesty. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Aggie fan Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
If you watch TV, listen to the radio, go to the movies, or simply hear people talking, you hear about prescription drugs and their effects. Sometimes these are portrayed as safe or as something that is meant for a good time. Actually, nothing could be farther from the truth. Prescription drugs are prescribed by a doctor with one person in mind and one reason in mind. That reason is to treat someone for an illness or injury. If you abuse your or someone else's medicine, this could be a prescription for disaster. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
Just as no two snowflakes are exactly alike, every woman is unique in her own story. Pandora Jewelry tells the world just how amazingly different you are. Each dazzling hand-finished piece reflecting your own individual style. And now is the perfect time to experience the beauty of Pandora. Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan now has distinctive and dazzling Pandora. Come choose the piece that tells her just how amazing she is. Merry Christmas from Texas Rose Boutique.
What can a personal trainer do for you? Well, I can tell you what my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, has done for me. She helped me lose 30 pounds. She helped me rehab my bum knee. She helped me get my really scary high blood pressure under control. And she's helped me with my cholesterol. That's what Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, can do for me. If you'd like to find out what Ashley Bergen of FitU can do for you, call 492-1900. The number again, 492-1900.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's 6:39. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Increasing and thickening cloudiness for today. By late afternoon, there could be a shower. Temperatures will be up to 50 to 55. Clouds, the risk of a shower overnight, lows will be near 50. Could see a shower during the day tomorrow. Temperatures going to make 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night near 55. Showers and thunderstorms will end on Friday. We'll be left with lingering cloudiness. Temperatures on Friday should be up close to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Busy political day. We're going to talk to Bill Flores in about an hour, and then in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to State Senator Charles Swartner from Austin.
Wow, busy day.
And then Art Hughes from the city of Bryan. So we will. We'll be busy, 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 busy. In the meantime, we're talking about all sorts of stuff. In the meantime, the president briefed yesterday on the possibility of terrorist threats during the holiday season. He's drumming his fingers. He's going, come on, man. Plane's leaving for Hawaii. Come on, come on, come on. He's going to be spending 2 weeks there. So, see what happens.
I'll read it in the daily briefing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you will. He won't.
If you remember that Senate report that came out about the CIA's interrogation practices and that kind of stuff. But, again, he's drumming his fingers because, okay, where's the dog? Is the dog on there? Have we got all the food? You know, are the kids there? Are they ready? Are they waiting on me? Let's go. Also, the White House yesterday, President Obama will sign the bill allowing additional sanctions against Moscow. According to an economic advisor, Jason Furman, he told reporters, quote, if I were chairman, he didn't call him that, the Council on Economic Advisors, I would be extremely concerned this latest bill punishing Russia for the advances they made in the Ukraine comes as the value of the Russian ruble has collapsed. Boy, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the ruble lost 20% of its value in a day. Apple decided to stop its online sales in Russia because of the falling ruble. Sources say that when Apple revises its prices today, the cost of an iPhone 6 will be up about 25%.
Mm.
Apparently, people seeing this happening, and they went to the electronics stores like crazy, buying high-ticket items, because they figured if they go in as fast as the ruble was dropping, if they would go in and buy stuff, the stuff would not lose its value nearly as fast as the currency itself. Think about that.
Good night.
Think about that. Let me go buy something because it'll be worth more than this junk I'm using to buy it with.
Wow.
And, of course, it has to do with the oil prices. Now, talking to a guy yesterday about that, asking if maybe the United States had done some sort of messing around with oil prices to try to drive this down and really hurt the ruble. And he said, no. He said, the market's just working. The market is just working.
Part of it is the OPEC has decided they're not going to touch it.
Right. Sales of oil and gas are Russia's chief source of export revenue. They do not have a diverse economy. So as a result, with that being beat up worldwide, I mean, these are the folks who are really hurting right now. And again, it's not like they've got a lot of people there that are technologically advanced. I mean, a whole lot of folks, you know what I'm saying? And they're not, they don't have a run on the banks yet, but they, you know. And then in the midst of all this, for I think the 15th year in a row, Putin was named greatest guy in Russia. Of course, if anybody got close to him, he'd just kill him so that he'd always be elected that, but nonetheless. So the Senate voted yesterday 76-16 to clear a $41.6 billion tax package. There'll be tax breaks in there that'll extend more than four dozen tax breaks for both businesses and individuals.
I think it was Hannity was talking about some of the oil stuff.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. In order for Russia to break even on their oil production,
mm-hmm.
the cost had to be like $110 a barrel.
Yeah, we ain't there. And not going to be anytime
soon. No, it's like 50-something a barrel.
Yeah. U.S. District Court Judge Arthur Schwab in Western Pennsylvania said yesterday that many of President Obama's recent immigration actions are unconstitutional. He said, in part, presidential action may not serve as a stopgap or a bargaining chip to be used after the against the legislative branch. His ruling comes in a criminal case that did not directly change the constitutionality of the president's action, but the president himself had made comments that would indicate that he did not have the ability to do this. So we'll see what happens. Okay, Jeb Bush used Facebook yesterday to announce that he'll actively explore
becoming king?
The run for the White House.
I'm sorry, that was that loud,
That's
wasn't
okay,
it?
It's all right. I, you know.
We haven't even sat our midterm Congress.
I know.
I'm so tired.
He'll be creating a new leadership pack in January that he says will, quote, help me facilitate conversations with citizens across America to discuss the most critical challenges facing our exceptional nation, blah, 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 blah.
Is that
blah,
a quote?
Blah, blah. Yeah, except for the blah, blah stuff. The announcement served to upset many in the GOP base who are already furious at Bush for his support of Common Core. That ain't no lie.
Yeah.
That ain't no lie. This Common Core thing is something that there are a whole bunch of folks who don't like. A lot of them in education. And, you know, you might want to listen to them. You might want to listen to them.
Well, they're having to go to training to learn how to teach again.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's just... Yeah. Now, let's see. I think we're going to hold the Austin story till next hour. It's just that much fun. Austin had their city council races, and for the first time, they went to single member districts. And just
oh boy,
yeah, there are lots of fun things in there that to be talking about.
Boy, in Austin, I was going to say in Austin, they could get the guy like from New York City where the rent was just too damn high.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's
you go find some winners there, boy.
They keep in Austin weird.
Yeah, I bet they will. We'll see how that does play out. So this group of Taliban terrorists who only killed 140 kids, right?
Oh, and some of that was just pure brutality.
Okay. So if we're capturing them, we don't want to be waterboarding them because that would be inhumane. I mean, where is the outcry? I cannot imagine. And I'm listening. Yesterday, it wasn't on the top of the news in a whole lot of places. I mean, These people went in and killed children, okay? But we go ahead.
Afghanistan changed their laws yesterday and brought back the death penalty after this event.
Yeah. Well, but we shouldn't torture them. We shouldn't torture them.
No, we should torture them to death.
That would be inhumane for us to torture them. So thank you.
In front of the rest of them.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
Yeah. Finally, a little fun. Brad Woodhouse is liberal. His brother Dallas Woodhouse is conservative. They are pundits who go back and forth on C-SPAN on Tuesdays. Stopped short by a surprise call yesterday as they're just getting started with their stuff, okay?
Okay.
Here's the call yesterday from their show on C-SPAN. Okay. Said, it's somebody from down south. And Mom goes, Scott moves the cursor back. Okay. Said, it's somebody from down south, and she says,
oh, God, it's Mom.
And I'm your mother.
That's right.
Oh, God, it's Mom.
And I'm your mother.
Oh, God, it's Mom.
And I'm your mother.
Mom called the show. Mom called the show. They were apparently talking about how families don't argue during the holidays. She was explaining, oh, yes, we do. I don't know many families that are fighting at Thanksgiving. I hope y'all will have some of that out of your system by the time you get here for Christmas, she said. Mom called their show. There's a producer somewhere who said, psst, why'd you call today? Here's the secret number.
That was a setup.
Yeah, she got the hotline number. I just love it. Oh, God.
I don't know. What channel was it on again?
C-SPAN.
Oh, I'm guessing they can get in pretty easy. Yeah. There's probably not a waiting list on that show.
The company that's built 1 million loaders is now in the Brazos Valley, and that's Bobcat. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryant. Get the best equipment, parts, and supplies for moving, hauling, pushing, plowing, digging, all the hard work you need to do at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, compact excavators, and supplies. You'll find them at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Call Bobcat of the Brazos Valley today, 979-314-9222. That's 979-314-9222.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Plants require a suitable climate, good soils, and regular watering and feeding to survive. It all boils down to those four basic needs. Your nurseryman will help you choose the best suited plants for your situation. You'll probably have the common sense to take care of the watering and nutritional needs, so that leaves soil as the remaining variable, and your plants will do no better than the soil you provide for them. This is a good time to prepare new garden soils. I'll be back with details. Success starts with great soils right after this message. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar 48 pages long of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. Soil preparation should be done in direct proportion to plant's mature size. Large trees have huge root systems. It's impractical to try to amend soils to accommodate them. Wherever you live, stick only with trees that are perfectly suited to your local soils. It's the same with large shrubs and aggressive vines like wisterias and grapes. Plants that are smaller at maturity by comparison justify whatever type of soil amending you have to do to succeed with them. Organic matter is the key to improving any soil, anywhere, at any time. Actually, there are many types of organic matter. Canadian sphagnum peat moss, pine bark mulch, hardwood mulch, compost, rotted manure, and leaf humus, to name just a few. Each of these brings its own benefits. Each decays at a different rate, so it's best to include some of each in your premium beds. You'll probably want to add as much as 4 to 5 inches of the combination as you rototill the ground to a depth of 12 to 14 inches. Expanded shale is a good addition when you're trying to amend a clay soil. Many professionals prefer to use it in tandem with organic matter, but it can also be of help on its own. Beware of quack soil amending products. There are many of them out there. They skirt the boundaries of common sense. They'll make wide-eyed claims about their abilities to boost plant performance, and they'll even be replete with testimonials from users who swear by the results. What you want to look for instead is bona fide research from a land-grant university like Texas Tech or Texas A&M University. Simply saying, as tested by Texas A&M, is not adequate unless the results of those tests are also shown. Now, if you're bringing new soil into your landscape and garden, do so carefully. Ask your favorite independent retail garden center about sources. He or she will know those that can best be trusted. Landscaper's mix is not a precise term in horticulture. You can grind up almost any type of organic matter, mix it with a little soil, and call it landscaping mix. What you really want is a mix that contains several sources of organic matter, all composted enough that you can't recognize what they are. And you want to have your soil tested every couple of years to monitor nutrient levels and pH, acidity or alkalinity. I'm Neil Sperry. Transplanting time in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. A&M Athletics in a little bit of a lull right now after an 81-63 win. Oh, the Youngstown State team was beat down by the basketball team, and they're getting ready in preparation for a non-conference game that's pretty big this Saturday against K-State. The matchup is part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge in Kansas City, and Coach Kennedy expects a pretty hostile crowd.
Yeah, it's a game we're going to have to play together and share the ball. You know, coming off a victory where two guys scored the bulk of our points, we're going to probably need more balanced scoring. And we got to have poise. You know, we didn't show a lot of poise on the road, you know, at Baylor. But, you know, we started the game off great. But when they made a run and it got tough with foul trouble and some things went against us, we didn't handle that well. You're going to have to handle it, you know, in Kansas.
Tip-off between the 7-2 Aggies and 6-4 Wildcats is scheduled for Saturday night, 6 o'clock, with a broadcast on 1620 AM. Fourth-ranked Texas A&M women's team is getting a little breather as well after throttling Houston 94-55 last Sunday. Coach Blair and the ladies will be back in action Saturday as they take on interstate rival and third-ranked Texas in Little Rock, Arkansas, for the female version of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. The honors keep rolling in for Texas A&M soccer squad, and the Aggies were honored by TopDrawerSoccer.com as Shea Groom was named Top Drawer Soccer's first team, while Kelly Minot and Megan Strait earned top spots for the third team. Michaela Paulson was tabbed as Top Drawer's freshman second team, and Texas A&M is one of four schools that had three or more players named to one of the best teams. In addition, head coach G. Guerreri has been named the coach's South Region Coach of the Year. On out of the NFL, where Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said he's unsure of running back DeMarco Murray's status for Saturday's game, and he expects it to be a game-time decision. Jones told 103.5 The Fan in Dallas.
I think it's just we just want to take a look at it. We don't know. I'm not so sure when they say the definition of healing. I'm not so sure how much can heal between now and Sunday.
Cowboys will face the Colts Sunday at Jerry World. They kick off at 3:30. In the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki scored 16 points.
Here is Chandler to Nelson, touches left to Parsons. Down the left side, wrap around to Dirk, left of the circle, catch and shoot, make it 6-6.
Mavericks beat the Knicks 107-87 last night. Monte Ellis added 14 points for the Mavs. Chandler Parsons added 13 after missing a game with a sore back, and Carmelo Anthony scored 26 for the Knicks. The U.S. Olympic Committee has decided to bid for the 2024 Olympics. The USOC board heard presentations from Boston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. before voting to enter the field that is already including Rome and either Hamburg or Berlin, with Paris likely to join. A decision on which city in the U.S. will be put forward will happen sometime next month. Sprint has informed NASCAR it won't extend its title sponsorship in the circuit of the Top Series beyond 2016 when its current contract expires. The wireless carrier assumed a 10-year sponsorship agreement with NASCAR when it acquired Nextel in 2005. The Nextel Cup Series became the Sprint Cup Series in 2008, and then Sprint later agreed to a 3-year extension that took the contract through 2016. Texas A&M sprinter Dion Lindor is one of the three finalists for the Bowerman Award. The winner will be announced this evening at the U.S. Track and Field Coaches Association Convention. The Bowerman Award is the equivalent of the Heisman Trophy for track and field and is the collegiate track and field's highest individual honor. And finally, Nick Bujdad took a deep breath before his second attempt in the longest shootout in NHL history.
Tricky Nicky Bujdad. Right-handed shot, picks it up, comes down the left-wing side, waits, fires, it scores! Oh, now I can go to bed!
When they finally finished, the Florida Panthers had outlasted the Washington Capitals in a 20-round hockey shootout, which would take forever. And that has been Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildfire Flower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. From where to go to take in our vigorous art scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout, this magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 30% chance of rain and 57 will be the high today. It's a 50-50 chance of rain tonight, 30% tomorrow, then 80% on Thursday night and Friday, and a high only of about 60. 46 right now. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.